Hello and welcome back to Module 3 of our course on Surface Pro 3 deployment. Across the course of this module, we're going to be taking a look at doing a Surface Pro 3 deployment with MDT. That means we're going to be taking a look at some of the reasons behind why you might want to use MDT. We're also going to have a look at some of the requirements for using MDT, and then we're going to take a look at how we can take PowerShell and automate our MDT deployment with more PowerShell. Then we're going to take a look at custom settings.ini and bootstrap.ini inside of MDT. We're going to have a look at how we add Windows 8.1 x64 images into our MDT environment, and we're going to take a look at adding the Surface Pro 3 drivers just like we did in the previous module, but this time with MDT. We're also going to take a look at selection profiles, configuring WinPE, creating our task sequence and using offline media, and finally deploying our deployments shares. So without further ado, why are we going to be thinking about using MDT?
Well, we did touch on this briefly before. MDT is free, so That's a very good point. It means anyone can go out there and download it, try it out, test it in their environment, and it's free, so can't go wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's also extremely well documented. So when you download MDT 2013, there are additional downloads available, which are deployment guides. It's blogged about left, right, and center, So you don't have to go far to get help with MDT.
Yep, and you did just mention one thing that is very important. MDT 2013.
Yep.
We do need the latest version of MDT In order to be able to do a Windows 8.1 deployment.
Yep.
So it is very, very important to go and grab hold of the very latest version of MDT, and also try and keep your MDT server and share updated at all times.
Right.
In fact, MDT should help you out with that to a certain extent as well.
Yep.
Some of the reasons for 2013, you need the UEFI support for a start, you need the Windows 8.1 support. It can obviously support previous operating systems that Microsoft still supports. It doesn't support the ones that we don't support, so Windows 7, 8 and 8.1, those are all good. We also have a very good enhanced PowerShell report support inside of MDT 2013.
Yep, and there's a whole bunch of more reasons which become apparent later on.
Yeah, so what are the requirements for using MDT? We have to have, just like with ConfigMan, we have to have a few things in place.
Yeah, very little really, but you do need the assessment and deployment kit installed. Two components minimum, and that is the deployment tools component and the Windows pre-installation environment, or WinPE. Optionally, you can add the user state migration tool, but that's about it. There is an additional optional requirement. If you want to do PXE boot, or UEFI network boot, what we should say, you'll need to have a server with Windows Deployment Services installed. And that should be Server 2008 R2 or better in order to support UEFI properly.
Yeah, but it is just built into Windows Server. It's not anything else. It's just an extra role that you have to deploy inside a Windows Server. And then you do have to go through the process of configuring WDS in order to be able to use it. It's not like with ConfigMan where WDS is set up for you.
Correct.
You do have to actually fully configure it, including those things like IP helpers.
IP helpers, you don't have to configure. IP helpers, you would have to configure if, for example, you have Cisco switches. And the reason for that is it will route the packets to the device when it's UEFI network booting properly. Previously to UEFI network boot, people would have been doing regular PXE boot, and they would have edited DHCP server scope options. Not required in this case, just IP helpers if you are using, for example, Cisco switches.
Awesome. So should we have a quick look at MDT?
Yes. But before doing that, we're actually going to install some of those requirements just to get a good grip of how we can use it. So let's just go full screen on that. You can see I've downloaded a whole bunch of things here which we need for deploying the Surface Pro 3. The first of which is ADK setup. You can actually download the assessment and deployment kit locally, so you can download the entire kit without having to pull down all the components separately. I'm just going to go with the default settings, accept the license agreement, and here we can see the actual option, the features you want to install. Now, if you remember, I said that we want to have the deployment tools, Windows pre-installation environment, and if you're going to do data migration, you want to have the user state migration tool. So we'll take those three, and we'll click on install. We'll get a UAC prompt, and we'll let it just fly through to the end.
Yeah.
That should be a fairly painless process.
Yeah, it's normally pretty quick. That means we don't need all the additional features for the application compatibility toolkit or any of the other little bits that are built in there.
You can always run this installer again and add or change the components later, so it's no problem at all.
Yeah, and there are some useful tools in there in order to be able to do things like performance monitoring of Windows. There can be actually fabulous tools in there in order to be able to kind of take your focus and really think about how can we make our machines faster, more performant inside of our environment.
Faster, better, more secure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what the deployment kit is all about. It is to help you to deliver a better experience.
Yep. So it's installing. The next thing we're going to install, once this is complete, is Windows Deployment Services, the service itself.
Mm-hmm.
That is a role within Windows Server. This server that we are using in this demo is Server 2012 R2.
Mm-hmm.
It is a server feature, so you have to have a server OS to install Windows Deployment Services.
Yeah, it's not like with certain features inside a Windows Server where you would, for example, have to have every server in your organization running 2012 R2.
Mm-hmm.
It can just be a member server. You can just have one server running as 2012 R2. And then you get all of the more recent features of WDS.
Mm.
Not that there's been a huge amount in that area.
No, but I mean, there are improvements, for example, multicasting, etc.
Yeah.
So anyway, the ADK is now installed. Let's go to the server manager, click on add roles and features, and we'll go and install Windows Deployment Services, which is just down here.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. It prompts you, do you want to install this other stuff? Yes, we do. We'll click on next and next, and this is so complicated. Click on install.
It's a really hard process to get that
installed. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, it's kind of funny. The way I would normally do this is I actually normally do use PowerShell. Actually normally do install Windows feature. In fact, it's not install Windows, it's add Windows feature inside of Server 2012 in order to just drop the things on there that I need to. So.
Right, and in a later module, we actually have a PowerShell script which does all of the actions that I'm doing here. They'll all be done via one script.
Excellent, okay, cool.
So I just wanted to show, okay, this is how you set it up when you're doing it manually. Some people want to set it up manually.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just don't want to touch scripts.
Yeah, sometimes you've only got a couple of servers inside of your environment.
Yeah.
You only need to do things through the GUI.
Okay, so we've installed the ADK, we've installed WDS. The next thing we're going to install is MDT 2013 itself.
Mm-hmm.
So off we go.
So those are binaries that you've just downloaded from the web in advance.
Yes, exactly. So we must accept the license agreement. We're going to install it to the default location. We don't want to participate in CEIP, and answer yes to that. Off it goes. And it's very quick. It's done. So that's it. And finally, we want to configure the deployment share. So let's go to our start screen and type work, and we will see the deployment workbench is listed there. The deployment workbench is our MDT GUI, basically. So in here, we have nothing because we've just installed it.
Yep.
So now we're going to configure it. And we do that by right-clicking on the deployment share and click on new deployment share. I have a drive specifically set up for our deployment share, and it's E. So we will use that one. And because you can have multiple deployment shares in your workbench, we're going to give this one an appropriate name. We'll call it MDT Deploy, because it's going to be our deployment workbench. You could have another one, for example, and call it MDT Build for building your reference images.
Mm-hmm.
So I just fill in that. These names, MDT Deploy, again, for our deployment share name. And we have the deployment share description, MDT deployment share. Yep, that's good enough. These questions that you're being prompted here can be configured later in our custom settings.ini, so we don't really need to worry about them. The point is that you have choice.
Yeah.
Okay? So we'll click next and next. And as we pointed out in a previous module, we have that beautiful view script at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
So if I click on that, you will actually see two lines of PowerShell, which actually do all of the manual actions I just did in terms of creating that deployment share. You could copy and paste that into ISE and run it, mm-hmm. and it will reconfigure it on a brand new installation of MDT. Very good for automating your setups.
Yeah, very, very useful.
So I click on finish, and as you can see, we have a bare bones MDT deployment share.
Mm-hmm. I've created a whole bunch of different folders in there to help us deal with various different things, but that isn't exactly the file structure of the share itself. That's just the view that we get inside of MDT.
It's the view inside the UE, inside the workbench. The actual file structure themselves, if we go to the E drive, we will see there is MDT deploy, mm-hmm. and here it is.
Yep.
So these folders will contain various things such as INI files, XML files, drivers when you add them, mm-hmm. and so forth.
Okay, so as we start to move forward, are we building more of this, the environment up, or are we looking at PowerShell?
At this point, you can think about automating MDT. How would you do that? Well, you do it with PowerShell.
Yeah.
That's the logical way.
Yeah.
It's built into the product.
That really is
so it. I will give an example of that. Let's go into our deployment workbench. And what I'm going to do is create some folders. So the first folder under import, under out-of-box drivers, will be called Windows 8.1 x64. Yep. And just go through that. Now I'm going to click on View Script. I'm going to grab the code that was created. Go into PowerShell Eyes and paste it. There we go. Go back here, close that, and click on Finish, and you will see that we have a Windows 8.1 x64 folder created. Let's go in and create another new folder. The next one's going to be called Microsoft. And this might seem trivial, but I just want to demonstrate how you can automate it and how you can learn to automate. So off we go, View Script, take the last line because that's the only bit we need now. Click on Finish, go back into our PowerShell Eyes. A little bit of lag there to get faster SSDs. Okay, and let's go back here. And we'll create yet another folder. We'll call this one Surface Pro 3.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are talking about deploying the Surface Pro 3, after all.
Yep, that is the point of the whole thing.
Click on View Script. What we're learning here is that we can build our own scripts very easily just by using the abilities that are built into the product itself. So if I do one final folder under out-of-box drivers, and we'll call that one WinPEX64, and that's going to be for our BootWin mm-hmm. drivers. So click on that, View Script, and here we go. Take that last line, it's the important one, click on Finish, paste that into our Eyes, and we're done. And here's where the scripting part comes into it. And hopefully I typed in everything correctly. If I go in here now and delete what I've just created,
yep.
Let's do that. Let's delete it, get rid of it, and it's gone. And let's get rid of that also. Delete. Next, next, and we're done. And there was even a view script for that. We could mm-hmm. have even taken the script and used it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If I now go into our PowerShell Eyes and click on Run, off it goes. And if we go back into the deployment workbench and refresh,
Perfect.
There you go. It has recreated it using a script. So we've learned how to use the deployment workbench's built-in ability to create scripts mm-hmm. that you can use later to make your own masterpieces.
So one really fabulous way of using that is if there was another version of a device that you needed to roll out, I guess you could create your ultimate folder structure, everything you need
yep.
for one particular device. And then say you need to go and roll it out. You've created that for Surface Pro 3, then a couple of Surface Pro 2s come in.
Yep.
You could just go into the script, change it to Surface Pro 2,
Very
roll
easy,
out the same
because
folder
Because you can
structure.
Use variables within your scripts.
Yeah.
So basically change variable names, add new variables, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very, very sensible way. And obviously you just deleted everything there.
Yeah.
That occasionally happens inside of a production environment. It can be really useful to have a backup script to just help you to reconfigure the entire environment.
To set it up
bring
really
it back
quickly.
Up from scratch. Yeah.
Exactly.
So we've got a very quick slide on automating via PowerShell. I guess there's a couple of things to point out there. Things like the hydration kits.
Yes. Johan Arwidmark and Michael Nystrom, those guys, they're excellent. They really have produced some fantastic work and sample scripts. So get on their web pages in addition to windowsnoob.com and go out and see what they have. They have PowerShell scripts for you to keep you busy for weeks.
But you do actually have a fabulous PowerShell script for deploying an entire end-to-end MDT environment for deploying subsequent Surface Pro 3s available. The link is on the screen there. We'll also make sure that that's inside of the notes for this MVA course.
Yes.
So back over to the demo environment.
All right.
Okay.
What was next?
So the next thing that I'm seeing is custom settings ini and bootstrap.ini.
Right.
Do we want to just talk through what custom settings ini and bootstrap.ini are first?
Yes, they're just INI files that can be, they're text files basically stored under control. If we go there, we will see here's custom settings to INI.
Mm-hmm.
And basically you can set any setting in there. And there can be hundreds of settings.
Yeah.
Just read the help file and you will see there are hundreds of options here. So the idea is that you configure all these settings within one file rather than having to go into unattend.xml, for example, and figure out how to do it there.
Mm-hmm.
We can set the specific setting in here and it will be automatically poked into unattend.xml, for example. So once again, I have to refer back to good old Michael Nystrom, because he has a whole bunch of sample custom settings.ini files out there, which you can download, and you can see how to use default gateway and so forth in order to change how your deployment works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make a really dynamic deployment by using custom settings.ini.
Yep.
And you can bring the database into play as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start to inject on-the-fly settings from the database based on certain conditions. So there's a huge amount we can do.
So that was custom settings.ini, and then you have bootstrap.ini. In here, you could add some domain credentials in order to automate logging on to your deployment share to keep things simple. So, I mean, you can have more than one deployment share. You could have one for building, one for deploying, and you might want to use different credentials there, for example. Or you might just want to prompt for credentials, or not prompt for credentials. Mm-hmm. You can customize it using these two files.
It's important to point out, though, of course, the this ini file is just on the share.
Yep.
And therefore, the passwords that are stored in the ini file are in plain text. So never go ahead and use your domain admin passwords for this. Always just have a user account which can only access the share.
You can actually use a local user account because it's a standard share that you're accessing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a local user to that server. So if you're going to a customer site and they're complaining, oh, I don't want to give you a domain user, fine, create a local user on that server. Put in those local credentials. It'll work.
It's a perfectly good way of doing it. So that's the two settings. We next need, I suppose, to go and add in the Windows 8.1 x64 image into our MDT share.
Right.
That's a very simple thing to do. We can identify Windows 8.1 by the store icon in the system tray. We need to make sure that we have the 64-bit version for Surface Pro 3.
Absolutely. What else can we say about it? Use the update version.
Yeah.
We've said it before.
Yep, that's it. Yep, you've got to use update.
If you want to get all the pen functionality to work the way you would expect. When you get a Surface Pro 3 from Microsoft and you boot it up for the first time, you'll see this nice out-of-box experience where you can pair the pen and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get the same thing, use Windows 8.1 x64 update.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So should we, let's add the...
let's import the operating system, full set of source files. We'll point to the source directory. In this case, it's local. And there it is, my source. And we could move the files instead of copying them, which would be a lot quicker. But I'm just going to go ahead and copy, because I've got such a fantastic really fast demo environment here.
Yep, set of SSDs. It's always good to have those in-memory virtual machines that are that are really handy. No, they obviously it is purely SSDs, but it's one of the reasons why we recommend using SSDs as part of your deployment Workbench environment.
Definitely. For any sort of OSD-related testing or development, use SSDs. You won't regret it. Of course, it's going to cost a bit more money to set up your lab, but you'll thank yourself.
Well,
you will earn it back.
Yeah, you're literally saving hours of your life.
Yes.
That's the hours of
frustration.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go. We have imported the Windows 8.1 operating system as easy as that.
Excellent. So I guess the next step is to go and get those Surface Pro 3 drivers and bring those into the mix.
Right.
So we're going to have to, we can do it using PowerShell or we can do it using the GUI. All those drivers are going to be deployed during the setup of Windows. So super cool. And we need to make sure that we've got the network drivers in there as well.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and do that. We're going to do it manually. We'll show you how to do it via PowerShell later on. So here in out-of-box drivers, we created this folder structure for a reason. Notice that the model name there, Surface Pro 3, is there, and it's, you know, there's spaces in between the words Surface Pro and 3. That is so that when we do detection of that hardware later on, that it matches the correct name of the model itself. So let's go ahead and import the drivers. We can point to the source of where the drivers are. I've downloaded them and extracted them previously. So they should be here. Surface Pro 3. Lovely. So there's the drivers. Port drivers, even if they're duplicates. Yep, go ahead. Click on Next. And off it goes. In this window here, what you will see, or what you won't see, is yellow lines. And the yellow lines are when there's warnings that there's something strange about this driver. For example, it was supposed to be a 64-bit driver and a 32-bit, but in reality it was only 64-bit. But in this case, Microsoft has produced some fantastic drivers. So as you can see, there are no warnings whatsoever, and we're done. The drivers are now added into the deployment workbench. We do, however, also want to have drivers for our bootwin, so let's go ahead and import them. When you downloaded the drivers for the Surface Pro 3, there was a bunch of different drivers provided, including drivers for the Surface Pro Ethernet adapter, the 100 megabit Ethernet adapter, and a Surface Pro Ethernet adapter, which is the gigabit one.
Yep.
They're both kind of named the same thing. And when you get in there, it's hard to tell, well, what's what.
Yep.
But what we're going to do is we're going to import them. Like so. Point to the folder. And this is all manual work. And you will understand the beauty of automating it later on. So here we go, drivers.
Yeah, you've obviously got to get your file paths absolutely spot on when you're doing it manually. It also just takes a little bit of extra time. So being able to automate with PowerShell, very, very helpful for this.
And let's do the next one.
Particularly as it's driver stuff, you might have to be doing it relatively regularly when you're updating, when Microsoft have actually released updated versions of the drivers. You might want to go back and update the drivers that are built into your deployment.
Yep. So here we go. And the drivers are imported. And you can see the one beside them, and that's just telling us that they're duplicates.
Yep.
But that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. So the next thing we need to work out is selection profiles. What are selection profiles?
Selection profiles are tags, in a way. They allow us to tag custom folders within the deployment workbench so that we can tell the task sequence that use that selection profile for doing these things.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Or, so you can use all those folders or just that one.
Okay.
So if we go into, for example, advanced configuration, selection profiles, and you will see that there are six selection profiles by default. Let's go and create a new one for the Surface Pro 3. And click on Next. And if we expand what we see here, there is our Surface Pro 3 selection profile. Created, just like so. And let's do another one for the out of for the WinPE network drivers. So let's go back into selection profiles, new selection profile, WinPE X64. Actually, it was called something else. WinPE X64. And we point it to our out-of-box drivers WinPE X64 folder. And there we have our second selection profile created. We'll see where they are used a little bit later.
Okay. So running through, the next thing that we have to go and do is now set up our WinPE image so that it's going to use the right drivers.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. Mm. So we're going to have to go in and customize the drivers. Add in anything extra that we need inside
well,
of our
image? We did talk about this before, CMTrace, how we can get it, how we can download it from the Configuration Manager 2012 R2 Toolkit, how we can extract the correct architecture version of that file. And now that we have the file, we can add it into our bootwim using the extra profile, the extra files method. In addition, when we're configuring the deployment workbench here, we can remove support for the x86 platform because it's not required for Surface Pro 3 deployments at all.
Yeah, we might as well take that away.
In addition, we can configure our x64 bootwim to use the WinPE X64 selection profile, which we just created. Finally, once we've done those things, in order to update MDT so that it knows what we've done, we do what's called update the deployment share.
So all the time that we're working on this, we're not working on a live environment. We actually have to, in essence, commit the changes.
Commit the changes, exactly. And there is one other caveat to that. If you're using Windows Deployment Services, then you're going to want to import the new bootwim into Windows Deployment Services, the GUI there also.
Yeah.
You can script that too.
Yeah, but it's something you actually have to do. It's not something that MDT out of the box does for you.
Correct.
Yeah. So, okay, let's take a look at actually going ahead and doing that.
All right, so if we go to our MDT deployment share, right-click and choose properties, we will see that there's a Windows PE tab. Now, let's go back again to general. And we can see the platform supported. We don't care about x86 in this specific deployment share because we're only deploying to the Surface Pro 3 in this example. So we could select x64. If you're deploying other types of hardware, then obviously you may want to have x86 hardware support also. Let's go back to Windows PE and select the x64 platform. And if we click on the extra directory to add, click on browse beside that, go to new volume, to our source, and I've pre-created an extra files folder structure in there. And within the extra files folder, there are subfolders. One is called Windows, the other one is called System32. If we have a quick look at what's in there, you will see that there is a very important file called CMTrace. And it's the correct architecture as well. That's the 64-bit version.
Yeah, all right? That's the one we need.
Exactly. So we pointed to extra files, click on OK, and what this means is that when we boot Windows PE, the x64-bit bootwim, CMTrace itself will be in that bootwim. All right?
Excellent. So it's going to be deployed onto our machine and we can use it for troubleshooting.
Right. But I think we've just crashed the GUI.
Nah, it'll come back in just a second. But, I'm sure it'll reappear. Yeah, that's always what happens. So once we've created our task sequence, I guess the next thing we're going to be doing, bootwim.
Yes.
The next thing we're going to be doing is using our bootwim to get to something, our installation. And in this case, we're going to be creating a task sequence inside of MDT that's going to take us through that process. So that task sequence, just like we saw in the module a little earlier on, if you watch that for configuring ConfigMan, that's actually going to apply the operating system in the right way. But I kind of feel like task sequences inside of MDT actually allow us to have a little bit more of a granular approach to deployment. It feels like there's more steps that we can possibly add in there
They could be a little bit confusing to people because there's just so many steps in there. Just because there are so many steps built into the default samples provided, don't panic. You don't have to use everything in there. In fact, you can just disable or delete it.
Yeah, but it does give you maximum flexibility.
It does. It's very flexible. However, like I said, you don't need everything that's in there.
So as we're going to create this task sequence, or rather, as Niall's going to create this task sequence, we're going to be adding the driver packages in there, making sure that we customize the drivers for Surface Pro 3 as they're deployed. We could add in things like BitLocker. We could add any steps that are needed for customizing the out-of-box experience inside of Windows. And we could also inject certain things like .NET 3.5, which is kind of an interesting one. .NET 3.5 is not deployed by default inside of Windows 8.1. And it actually requires you to have access to the sources SXX folder on the original installation media. So actually doing it as part of your task sequence really can add quite a lot of value to everything that you're doing.
Yes.
So it's a super useful place to go. Okay, so let's go and take a look at creating that task sequence and also looking at our other the other process that we were doing a little earlier. Okay, so let's just take a look at finishing that off then.
Yep. So we've added the extra files to our x64-bit bootwim. We can click on the Features tab, and if you wanted to add any additional features, such as Windows PowerShell, to your bootwim, that's where you would do it. Yeah. And then we click on Drivers and Patches, and it's here where we get to use that selection profile that we created for Windows PE. So we'll click on the selection profile drop-down menu and select WinPE X64, and that will inject our network drivers. And if we had mass storage drivers, which we don't, that's how we can do it. So we click on Apply and click on OK. At this point, all that remains to be done in terms of updating the bootwim image is to update the deployment share by right-clicking and choosing that. But we want to create our task sequence.
So we might as well just do one
the
update
next
to, the
step.
To the share.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So shall we go ahead and do that?
Yep, let's go on.
All right, we go down to task sequences. We can create a new folder and call it Windows 8.1 x64. So that you separate your task sequences into their respective folders. We click on new task sequence. Now, a lot of people will tell you, okay, be descriptive here, give it a name like W81X64001. Use whatever suits yourself. Yeah. That's up to you.
Yeah, just some kind of identifier inside of your environment. That's all you really need.
Yep.
And then obviously you can get a little bit more descriptive in the next couple of fields.
Windows 8.1 X64 Microsoft Surface Pro 3. You can fill in some comments as well.
Awesome.
We're going to choose the standard client task sequence because that has more than enough features built into the template for what we need to do. You could, of course, look at some of the other stuff and see what's available there. But this is the one that we need for doing our deployment. So we'll click on Next. You can see that it's prompting for the OS. So we select the one that we imported earlier.
Yeah, we only have one. That's easy for us to find.
Exactly. Didn't take too long to find it. We could specify the key based on which version of Windows we were using. And of course, we can fill in some important details about the organization name. And do we want the Internet Explorer homepage to go somewhere cool?
Yep.
Right?
Yep, windowsnew.com.
Whatever. In addition, just like in Configuration Manager, we can specify a password. And I'd highly recommend you do that because you never know when things go wrong. So for troubleshooting purposes, it's good to do that. So off we go. And just like before, it's going to create a VueScript ability in here so that you can automate this later on. So we click on Finish. And there is our task sequence. If we now right-click and choose Properties, we can see that there are several groups within here, and we can expand them to see exactly what's going on. The inject driver step basically will try and install all drivers. Mm-hmm. We don't want that. What we want it to do is install only our Surface Pro 3 drivers.
And that's based on the selection pack that we created.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could rename this to inject drivers Surface Pro 3 and click on the Options tab and then fill in a query, a WMI query. And I'll show you how to do that later on. But essentially it's like so. System where model like, and then let's fill in Surface Pro 3. Oh, that was funny actually. Where model like Surface Pro 3. Let's click OK. Click Apply. And basically what we're telling the task sequence to do here is that when it gets to the inject driver step, and you can have many, one for each model of computer that you're installing, it will query WMI on the device itself and say, what model are you? And the device will respond back and say, Surface Pro 3, if it's a Surface Pro 3. Mm-hmm. And based on that, it will then say, OK, I've got these drivers available for you. Go ahead and install them. So it's as simple as that. That's how you do it.
So when we do this inside of a virtual environment, we're not going to actually get all of that, all of those drivers deploying, are we? Because that machine is not going to respond and say, I'm a Surface Pro 3. It's going to respond and say, I'm a virtual machine.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're going to want to really test this on, on real,
real
hardware. Yeah.
So this this is the reverse of capturing a reference image. This is when you're deploying your reference image. You want to deploy it on the actual hardware that you're testing against.
Yeah.
So in the case of testing the Surface Pro 3 drivers, absolutely, this is where you deploy this task sequence and test it on a Surface Pro 3.
Yeah. Test on real hardware. Well, deploy on real hardware, build reference images on virtual.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, you can do a lot of the testing apart from the drivers on virtual machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. There are some additional steps we can add in here. I can show you later on by coming back into this workbench and showing you a pre-configured task sequence that we've done via the script and show you what we do with some other things.
Okay, cool. All right. So I guess the next step is creating USB media.
Yes.
So let's have a quick think about that again. USB media, as we mentioned in the previous module, for a native UEFI environment that is 64-bit, we are going to need to be using FAT32 on any USB media that we're going to be using in this particular case. And obviously we've got to be using the 64-bit boot WIM in order to be able to get the Surface Pro 3 to boot from that particular disk. So let's dive into that part of the demo.
All right, so to create USB media or even ISO media, for example, we have a section here called Media under Advanced Configuration. So if we go in there and right-click, you can choose to create new media. We can give the media a path. And let's create that path. We'll put it on E. And we can choose what we want to copy into that media. So for this, we want to copy everything. The operating system, any apps you've added, any drivers, whatever it is, WinPE, you want everything in this media. So we choose that, and off it goes. And once again, you have the ability to click on View Script.
Cool. So separate deployment shares. Why do we want to think about separate deployment shares for maybe our lab and our production environments?
Okay. The reason we want to have separate deployment shares is because we want them to do different things, for example. So we can create a separate deployment share for building reference images, and that would be one that only we would have access to, for example. Whereas if we're deploying, you know, Surface Pro 3 plus several other devices, we could give everyone access to that deployment share. So that's one of the reasons. Yeah. Secondly, you're going to want to have different task sequences, maybe different applications within those task sequences. The build your reference image will capture the image, so it's going to be a completely different process. But creating a new deployment share is quite simply a matter of right-clicking on deployment share in the workbench and following through the wizard, new deployment share.
Cool.
Just go through it and give it the name MDT build, for example.
And obviously, if you've scripted it all, then creating a second deployment share is that's almost an identical mirror of your first is very, very
just
simple.
Just change for you. The variable,
yeah,
exactly.
Just change the variable inside the script. Okay, so that brings us to the end of this module. We've gone through creating, or rather, Niall's gone through creating an entire MDT deployment share from start to finish, setting up all of the requirements, all the way through to almost deploying the operating system itself. All that really is left to be done at that point in order to complete the deployment is to move your bootwim onto your WDS server.
Yep, we didn't
and,
do that.
Then you just boot the machine up and off you go. So
absolutely.
Very, very simple. Come back for the next module and we're going to take a look at some of the hardware that's involved in the Surface Pro 3.
Thank you.